Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, this is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today, I'll read an episode called My Mean Big Sister. This is about how my younger sister once called me in her poem. My mean big sister. My younger sister won the first prize of a local poem contest for elementary school students. Her poem appeared in the local paper and many people read it. The title was My Mean Big Sister. Back then, every time she saw my face, her habit was to say, "Play with me." As I liked to spend time alone, it had been an endless torment. Her continuous "play with me" chant would often drive me crazy, and I tried to escape from her as much as I could. Her poem described how coldly I snubbed her whenever she felt happy to see me at home, and that was highly praised. To congratulate her, I told her that she owed me for this prize because her poem wouldn't have existed if I had been nice to her. I added that my meanness proved right, and so I would try harder to be mean to her. Needless to say, she got on the verge of crying and ran straight to my mother as usual to tell on me. That was today's episode. When this happened, I was already a junior high student. So my younger sister is 4 years younger than I am. So even though she was still in elementary school, I am a junior high student, and there was no way, in a sense, to play with her for me. I had already had no idea what kind of play would be fun for both of us. So how hard I explained to my sister that I am too old to play with her. She didn't understand, so she just desperately wanted to play with me. So she kept begging me to play together. She let me choose what kind of play I would like. So anything would be fine with her, As long as she was playing with me. But I couldn't have fun playing with her because she was too small for me. So I had a long time before I had stopped playing with her, but she still begged me to play together. So it was so annoying back then. And I just snapped her. I tried to ignore her begging. So, go away, go away. That was what I kept saying to her. So she just expressed how mean I was, and she wrote my meanness into her poem, and that was highly praised, and she won the first prize with that poem. That was why I told my sister that she should thank me. Because of my meanness, she won that first prize. And so I just continued to be mean to her because it was for her. I wonder why I was so mean to her always back in those days. I think I was quite meaner than other older sisters, compared to other siblings in relationships around me. Maybe I was the meanest sister. I think, well, this is in my defense, but I think it was out of my jealousy. I was jealous of her, perhaps, because my sister was my mother's favorite. She got along so well with my mother. They shared the value of things. They agreed on pretty much everything, and I was always quite opposite to my mother. So my mother favored my sister. And also, my younger sister was prettier than I was. Still is, I think. And all the relatives, admitted it. So everyone around, including my family members, everybody knew that my sister was prettier, and they often talked about how pretty my sister was. And so, in a way, she was the everybody's idol in my family. So I was just jealous. And I once asked my mother why she favored my sister before me. And my mother answered that that was because my sister was going to marry into some other family in the future, because she was the second born, and no one knows where she was going, what kind of family she would marry into. So her future was so uncertain. My mother felt pitiful for my sister because of her uncertain future. In the meantime, I was the firstborn, and I was destined to succeed the family by staying at home after marriage. I was supposed to get my husband into my family and live with my parents for the rest of my life, along with my husband, future husband. So my future was really sudden, unseeable, was imaginable, easy to imagine. That didn't go that way in the end, but at least back in those days, my family had believed that I would stay home, but my sister would leave home for marriage. That was so pitiful for my sister, and that was why my mother, according to her, favored my sister. Liked her more than she, more than me. But unlike her, my, I was so, I wasn't spoiled. To me, my sister was completely spoiled by everyone in my family. But all the family members were strict to me because I was the successor. I was the firstborn. Only with that stupid reason, they were not friendly. They were, they raised me so strictly and disciplined by not spoiling me in any circumstances. So to me, the difference of the way of being raised was huge, and I felt it was unfair. But it was just the way, that was the way it was. So I just had to give in. But I, of course, I was frustrated, and my frustration became meanness toward my sister. And basically, I like to be alone, really. I like to play alone from since I was a small child. I really like to be alone. But since my sister was born, she literally kept following me, kept disturbing me all the time. And I felt like I was disturbed all the way in my childhood. That was my feeling. She has disturbed my life all the way since she was born. And not just in my childhood. After we grew up and we became an adult, she kept annoying me. Like, she just tried to imitate me for everything, and it didn't stop after she became a grown-up. She's just a natural imitator of me. And I just so uncomfortable to be imitated. When I, in spite of my family's expectation to, for me to stay home for the rest of my life, I became a musician and left home and left for Tokyo. And there was quite a big war in my family, but eventually I left home. And then my sister, about 2 or 3 years later, she followed me to Tokyo. I hadn't imagined she was so persistent, but she came to Tokyo for the university and tried to live with me. And I was adamant not to live with her, not again. It was all over again. My childhood would come back. My nightmare would come back, even in Tokyo. I was, until my sister came to Tokyo, I had been, of course, in financially difficulty, but lived quite comfortably in a way, because there was no family around me. I lived alone. And now she followed me to Tokyo and tried to live with me. And I refused strongly, and I ran away. I moved out and moved to a different apartment. And after all, she moved, as she moved into other her own apartment, and we lived separately, but she was in Tokyo as I was, and I was playing the keyboard in the band at that time, and then my sister had never been interested in music, but suddenly, after she came to Tokyo, she began to learn to play the drums. Can you believe it? Now she started music. And after those years in Tokyo, I went abroad for my career. And then a few years later, she went abroad for her job. Even to the foreign country, she followed me. It's just, thankfully, I went to the U.S. and she went to England. So, thankfully, the destinations were different this time. But imitation was imitation. I really, really hated to be imitated by her. And when I still lived in Tokyo, and after she started living there for her university, as a university student, I didn't live with her, but also I avoided her. I avoided to see her as much as I could. But she, if not living together, she tried to meet me so often. She wanted to see me regularly in Tokyo. And each and every time she called me up and said, let's get together, I said, no. I said, I'm busy or something. And I just avoided her so hard. And then, back in those days in my childhood, when I was acting something really mean to her, my sister ran straight to my mother to tell on me. And that didn't change. So in those days in Tokyo, when I avoided her, she called my mother straight away and told her how mean I was, how much I avoided her. I avoided her again, and she called her regularly to tell on me. And so when I visited my hometown and my parents' house once a year or two, my family, all the members of my family knew I had avoided her. So my grandmother would ask me, actually begged me to see her in Tokyo. I wondered why I should do that for her. Why I should do a favor for her, even after we became grown-ups, still should I take care of her in some way? It's just, odd, weird, strange. It's not, it didn't make any sense. So how much my family, everybody tried to convince me to see her, to meet her. I didn't do that for them, for her. I just kept avoiding to meet her. So it didn't change, my attitude didn't change after I left home for Tokyo or I went abroad. I just didn't see her, tried not to see her. So I think it means I have been mean to her all my life. I stay mean to my sister all my life. I probably, perhaps, I guess, was from my jealousy and sort of revenge for my family's favors to her of my childhood, unfairness. Unfairness that I thought I received I had thought it was unfair to receive the different kind of affection or their attitude. My sister received much better ones. And so I think it, my continuous mean attitude toward my sister was a sort of revenge, I think. But a funny thing is my decades later, my sister quit her job abroad and returned to Japan. And I didn't know that for quite some time. And for some reason, not only my sister, but also my parents hadn't informed me about it. I don't know the reason, but they kept secret that my sister had returned. And I wasn't told, so I didn't know she came back and lived in Japan with my parents at my parents' home. And once I paid a visit to my parents' house, and I just stayed there for a couple of hours and left. But when I visited there that time, she had already lived there with my parents. But if I saw her, I would know she had come back. So she ran away before I arrived at my parents' house. She went out in order not to see me and hid outside some cafe or restaurant, or I don't know where, but she just avoided me. She just ran away from me, not to see me. So it was a turn of fortune. What I did to her in my childhood, she did it that time. She did it in return, the same thing I did to her when we were a child. So it came back to me. The exact thing I did to her came back to me decades later. So I supposed that my sister's revenge has begun for my meanness now. How scary it is, don't you think? Well, but I may have to pay the price for my own meanness, I guess. Well, that's all for today. I'm Hidemi Woods. Thanks for listening. I hope you come back soon. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hidemi Woods, on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.